קופוי סומן אלף. אמר רב, לב בחמיסי לחבידי, בחולות פסנדו, באיסלי שינצן, I wouldn't have witnessed, I wouldn't have seen Rab Chia, and he made a chalitza with a sandal that has shinsin, I'll see in a minute what this is, and now they have a chalitza, elo besandale, the taya, the mehedik tvei. I would never do such a thing, I'd only make chalitza with a sandal, the taya. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi just says, Shinsi Ashtaral, which means laces, v'noyach l'cholzai. And it's easy to take off. Now the Mekiyosef, the Ritva, say as follows. Shinsi beis ritzuveis dakes v'ktzores. There were two small laces, sh'oisin b'sfas ha-sandal, Lekoishroi al hashuk. V'noyach lechaltsa. And it's not difficult to take off. Aces, the chibur to the regal is not such a good chibur. So memela, it's easy to take off. Now, sandal in the taya, now a taya is a person who is a guide, or he travels a lot. And so this, the Muki Yosef says, Hu sheritzu oisov gdoilois. He has big ritzuas, not ritzuas dakis or ktsoris. These are big ritzuas, lekoflon al haregel. So that means that the, a sandal de taya has larger, thicker, stronger ritzuas, which, when they are tied to the regal, they're much more secure. A tayyah would never walk out with shansi, because every 5 minutes he'd be tying his sandal again. So, but a sandal and the tayyah have ritzuos of gdoilos. And this is ritzuos dakis ktsoris. So, if a person who's traveling a lot, he needs ritzuos gdoilos, and it's more secure, it's more mahudik. So, that's what Rav said, that means the Indian of Chalitza is to undo something that's tied well. So personally, he would have not made Chalitza with Shinsin, which is attached to the foot. But since it is not too secure, so that wouldn't be called Chalitza. That he saw Rav Chia was Michael on this. But personally, he would only make a chalitza with a sandal de taya. The mahadik tvei, that's more secure. Vahai didon, our sandalin, afal gav de ispe chumrese, ketrinim be misne, ki heichi te tehevi chalitzoso ma'oyoso. Afal gav de ispe chumrese, even though it is a chumrase, kesher kosher al sfoso, umamidoi shelo yeitzei min haregel. Now, the Muki Yosef perhaps explains a little better. Kach oyo min hogom, lasis boi krosim bepiv, by the peh, I mean the peh of the sandal, is the mocking that the foot goes into. That means you're machnis the foot through the peh. That's the part that's towards the, where the foot starts going up. V'kacho yim and hogim lasis boi krosim befiv, kedei lechaber beis sfosois hanal. That means, for all practical purposes, if we could imagine our sandals to be a strap by the beginning of the foot, which will tie it together. There it could be that what Rashi says, that there was a kesher, kosher, al svosov, umamidoi, shaloyetze, minaregul. It could very well be that there were like two hooks on both sides, and there was a strap with a kesher on this, a knot on each side of the strap. So when you put it in the hook, it didn't go through the hook because the kesher held it, could be slipped it into this krosim, and this kesher was holding it. So this assured that the sandal should remain on the foot. Even though our sandal and have a chumrese, kasher kosher al svosov, and this is by the Rosh HaSandal, umamidoi shelo yetze min haregel, and that holds it that it shouldn't go off the regel. V'lohochi b'shas chalitza, when we want to make chalitza, we will not be satisfied with such a chibur. Katrinim be'misnem. So we would take, misne is larger ritzuis, and we would attach Katrina by Misna, we would tie to it Misna larger Lutzuas Keira de Tesi he vitishri, that she should be matter, that they tied it with Ritzuas, they made a kesher. That means they made a kesher with this Misni, with these Ritzuas, Keira de Tesi vitishri vahoda tachloi. To have a chalitza malia, this is a mehuda dikir, or a good chalitza. That means in the chumrese, there was no kesher to be matter. There wasn't a matter, you didn't have ritzuas that were tied together. There was a kesher perhaps on each side that was holding together the two sides, but the ritzuas weren't tied together. Here they tied the ritzuas, and they made a kesher, and her chalitza is, the sruch now that she's matter the ritzuis. That's why that's a better chalitza. Let us see Taisvitz. V'afagav the isbe chumrese, even though there is a chumrese katrine by mis, we make a kesher with ritzuis. V'irishalmi bepirkin garsino, keitzat hu oise koishroi. He makes a knot. At she ye yochel lahalich boy, they should be able to walk with the sandal. Me'eloch, I mean, now the knot is holding it together. Mechanina bereider afilu loima oinvoy, he makes a bow. Kidei she tuchal la'tiroi ba'achas miyodov, chutz machas miyodel, that she should be able to open up the knot with a bow, with one of her hands. Keitzat hi oisa, what does she do? Matirosoi biyamin. She's matir, the anive, or the kesher, with the right hand. The taifsosoi bismoil. And she holds the kesher with the left hand. Vishaymetes, there are two chalokim in the chalitza process. There's a hatoras hakesher, and then there's a shlifas hanal. There's two different procedures. We see, the Gemara says that in the Schuster of Avraham Avinu said, Michutat Zroich Nal, he was Zroicha to the Chut Shal Chalitze. The Meshech Chochma says, because that's a chelik of the Chalitze, the Hatoras HaKesher. So Memele, so this she has to do with her right hand, and she could hold on to the Kesher with her left hand. But the Torah has to be with the right hand. And then Vishemetes, and then she pulls out the shoe. Vishemetes Eke Biyamin. With her right hand, she pulls off from underneath the heel with her right hand. V'geira Rosoi Bismail. And that's like another pule, which is not the Ike Chalitza, that she can do Bismail. So the Torah is a kesher, the chalitza is a manos b'yamin. At kan Yerushalmi. Umiyu, no gulik sher heitim v'kesher gomo. The meaning is we don't make an anive, we make a knot. A good knot, a strong knot. V'gam tzorek shetatirenu b'yoda yamonis. But that we hold like the Yerushalmi, that she has to open it up with her right hand. That the Amshe Shlomo says, if she's a lefty, so then that's her right hand. But al koponim, it has to be done by yamin. V'fiyer Yerushalmi. V'af al pi shalei matzinu, shepoisel bismoil ela beregel. So now Taisva says, this whole inyan of yamin is very modern. The only psul of smoil we find that there's a shayla if you take off the shoe from his left foot. Avol biyad, kosher, Lach leitz afilu b'smail, but the yad, we don't find anything there should be such an inyan. V'amrin enami lekama b'saif pirkin gidem es cheletzes b'shinel. That if she doesn't have any hands, so she could take it off with her teeth. Mash medele mifsalam lecholtza b'yad ayamonis. Af al pikein, but mefirtzach hazoi. That means ava b'shaloi metzina, we don't find such a psul. And the Gemalni mentions a shaila of psul and chalitza miregel smil. And the gidemis is good. Half a pikein, one should do like the Yerushalmi. Bekeveger and Gilin Hashas tzeichen su a teisvis and chulen. And teisvis, Tachsime wants to say that could be from there it's pechlau noraya. Could be the din of yamin is, if you have a right hand, so then there's a chasorn of smile. But not to do b'smile. You have a right hand. If a gidemes doesn't have any hand, so forget, that's the way she does it. But if you have a right hand, it has to be done with the right and not with the left. Zok the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Rav. Hatoras Yevoma Leshuk. The Yevoma Leshuk becomes muta b'shmitas roiv ha'eket. That if roiv of the heel is schlepped off by the yevameh, so memele, so that then she becomes muta l'shukaveri. Roiv of the heel. Meisvech, the Gemara es sakasha. We learned hutru ritzuas mino v'sandu. What if the ritzuas of the shoe or the sandal opened up by themselves? Oyshe shomat roiv haregel, or he pulled off roiv haregel, chalitzos apsula, that means it was done not through her. She has to be matter the ritzuas. She has to be shemet roiv haregel. It's time to shomatu, that he did it. Oshomtei chalitzos apsula. Roiva regel in, roiva ekev loy. So it seems that the shear is not roiv of the heel. Roiv of the foot has to be, you have to be shamed. So the Gemara says, loy. Hainu roiva regel, hainu roiva ekev. Roiva, that what it says, roiva regel means roiva ekev, roiv of the heel. So why does he call the heel roiv haregel? The kule chaylo de karem, because the main pressure of the foot, olei dochis, is as on the pressure is on the heel of the foot, not on the sole. That's why someone explained to me. He took off his shoes and he was standing with his stockings, and then he says you can feel that most of the pressure is on the heel when you stand. And that mistame is the reason why we elevate the heel, that some of the pressure should be on the sole, because the sole gets, the sole is closer to the ground, so some of the pressure should go on the sole. But the ikka pressure is on the heel. And that's what the shoe is there for, to be megan, and that's what she has to be shaylov. Zot Rashi, b'shmit es roiv ha'ekev kegen sheshomta es roiv ha'ekev min ha'sando. Af al pi shalei chaltosai kula hutra. She becomes mutalashuk. Hutra tzu as mino shlei tiras ani. She wasn't mad at them. They got loose by themselves. Aisha shoma turei veregel vehi chol tzose legamri is posel. The chis, nismach, loshen the chis, brain bebalaz. That's the smiche, the pressure of the body is on the heel. Ekev shaloin is the heel. Misayle hadaktani hutra ritzu. This goes on further. Boy Rabbi Yanai, נאם, בסעל רב יענאי, ואמר רב יענאי, בין שהיתר הוא ושמתה היא, בין שהתירה היא ושמתו, חליצוס הפסולה. עד שתתר היא ותשמיתי. That's we see, there's two הלוחס and חליצה, she has to untie the רצועס and pull off the shoe. That means you need that there's two chalokim to the chalitza process. The Torah's haretzue and the Hashmotah's sandal, amanah, minum. Boi Rabiana, kra'asu mahu. What is the din if she didn't take off the shoe? She tore the shoe. And by tearing the shoe falls off by itself. Srafasu mahu. Or she burnt the shoe. She took a coal, Rashi says, Rafasu Mahu. Yishlicha gacheles ala sandal shukorich beragloi. Visofosa, she burnt the sandal. Ismahu. Giluye kare beina. Do you need, is the purpose to be megala the foot? Voike. So there's no shoe. The whole purpose is there's no procedure of taking off the shoe. That's not the inyan of chalitza. The inyan of chalitza is to make sure that his foot is uncovered by a shoe. Ve'ike eduma chalitza binan vilek, or there's an inyan of taking off the nail from the regel, and she didn't do it. It got burnt. Srofasu ishlicha gachelos ala sandal kshukoruch beragloi visofosoi. He says the sandal was on his foot and she burnt it. Just a shtickle ha'ore, ishlicha gachelos al hasandal. That would say she threw a gecheles, because she couldn't hold it, so she threw a gecheles al a sandal. So, lechere, the mocking a gecheles, I understand, so that's called teicha, that she did it. But she has to take off the whole shoe, or she has to be megala the whole foot. So, lechere, that gecheles did by itself. So, lechere, Afilu will hold this that you need gilui kara. So, but she didn't do it. It burnt by itself. Is lachayre. So someone wanted a tainer because the lachay paskan ishim ishim chitzov. So whatever the ish does, it's considered her maise. So memela, so it's considered that she burnt the shoe off the foot. I had once wanted to say that Rav Chaim Volozhiner brings down in Nefesh HaChaim that the Nefesh of the person, the Ikar Nefesh, is Lamailo. And the Nefesh that is in the Gufa Odom, that's the bottom chelik of the Nefesh. The regal of the nefesh is in the guf, but the ikar nefesh is lamailo. That's one thing he says, and the guf is called a nal to the nefesh. The guf is eru boso tal bisheni. The guf or adam is a levush to the nefesh. And he says, that's pshat shal nalecho mi'al raglecho, that you should be mavdal, the goof from the nefesh, or should be kulay nefesh. There shouldn't be a nal that is choytzit by the nefesh. That's shal nalecho mi'al raglecho. The Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Kiseitze, and they bring from a Zohar HaKodesh, it would seem that the inyan of Yibum is that the nefesh of the mace becomes nizgalgul
in the Vlad Hanoilad, Voye Bochera Shepeleid, is, so that is a tikkun for the nefesh who was unable to have children, so he has a chance to come back on this world. And there's this interesting lashon, so his brother becomes his father, and he becomes the son of the brother. But upon him, the neilad is that is a tikkun for the nefesh of the mace. So that is dafke if they make yibum. If they don't make yibum, so then the nefesh has to go into a different guf. That means, it seems, Kolzman, there's a possibility of yibum, some emela, so the nefesh of the mace is mekusher to the guf of the yavam, because through the yavam, his tikkun will come. If he won't make yibum, so the gedder of chalitza is, we're mafrish the nefesh from the guf. So memel, now the nefesh can go into a different guf, can have a different tikkun, not through the yavam. That is the union of chalitza, that were chalitz the nal mi'al the reg, from the regal. That means the regal, that is the chalik of the nefesh, that is boilam azeh. So we're mavdol, the guf from the nefesh, the guf of the yavam from the nefesh. That is to understand the inyan of chalitza. So it could be that's the gemara. The ikir is gilui kare. Not the process of chalitza is the matir. The gilui kare, that now the regal should be free. It should not be enveloped by the guf ayavam. So this is sufficient. Or maybe there's a seder of chalitza, of being mafrish the guf from the nefesh. Could be that is the tzodim of the gemara. Voy minei gabdechem yemirade. Shnei minolayim ze al gav ze mal. What is the din if a person is wearing two pairs of shoes? Zek te gemara hechi domi, what's the shayla? Ilay me de shol feseyle iloi. She took off the top shoe. V'koi tatoi, and the bottom shoe still remains. Me'al omar rachmon, v'chol tzor naloi, me'al ragloi, v'loi me'al dema'al. Here she only took off the top shoe, so the bottom shoe is still covering the foot, so it's not chol tzor naloi, me'al ragloi. It's chol tzor naloi, me'al dema'al ragloi. She took off the shoe from that which is over the foot. No, she tore the top shoe. And then she pulled out the bottom shoe. And the top shoe is still there. That means the top shoe, even though it's torn, it's still covering the foot. So Mamela, that was the Shaila. Chalitza be'inan ba'ike, that means the shoe that was covering the foot was taken off. Oidil megilu yekara bina v'leko, that the top shoe is still covering the foot, so we don't have gilu yekara. So the Gemara says, umi iko ki hai gavne, is there such a thing that a person wears two shoes? So the Gemara says, in. The Chazyu Rabbon and Rab Yehuda the Nafik Bechamisha Zuzi Muki Lishuke. Rab Yehuda used to go out with five pairs of shoes, one over the other. So Memele Muki Rashi says Kalshunis Koshim Heim Bechem Beloshin Arve Kein Leminalayim Almuk. The Yaivet says Rab Yehuda was a Ish Metzunan. He was very cold, so he needed five of shoes. So Kaponim, you see, there are people that can wear more than one pair of shoes. So let us see Tosfos. Umiike ki aygavne v'im toima the perik behema makashe sheila shas belosoi chude bebasachas. The Gemara is clearing a shaila by a bchir behema. If a chude went into the rechem, and the Gemara Shaila is a very interesting Shaila, the chude went into the rechem, was boileya the bechor,
It went out of the rechem, and then it went back again, and it spit it back into the rechem, and then the b'chayr went out. So the Gemara closed the shayla, that's called a peta rechem. The first time it went out with the chulda, it could be that's not called a peta rechem. But is it called a peta rechem? A very unusual case. V'chein hidvik beiz rechamim ze boze. What is the second shayla? The second shayla is also a very unusual case, that they were madvik two rechamim of two behemoths, one next to the other, and the b'choyer went out of one behemoth straight into the rechem of the other behemoth, and the Gemara clears a shayla, does that make the second behemoth that was a peta rechem already? Since it's not the peta rechem of the second behemoth, is not an egg and a child. It's a different b'choyer. So male, can that make it a peta rechem? Well, no, maybe need a peta rechem, because when it went in, then went out again. So male, so became a peta rechem, was nifta rachma through a child that's not hers. So now the Gemara, so her first child will be called a peta rechem. Two very unusual cases. And the Gemara doesn't make a nasik about it. It's a shayla. Yeah, there's a possibility it could be. People don't wear two pairs of shoes. Is v'cholzo naloi mi'al ragloi, there's a tnai of chalitza, it has to be derech ne'ile. One has to wear it that way. Mishani de derechu. People wear more than one pair of shoes. Because you rabbonon le rab yud. Zog te gemore weiter. Omar rab yehuda omarat. Yevome shehigdilo bein ha'achim. Muteres linosei le'echad min ha'achim. That was a yevome that grew up together with all the other brothers. And now, one wants to be miyabma, so you're permitted to become, that she's permitted to become this yabm. Vein choishin shin shema choltze sandal le'echad mehem. That means, in b'rvois ha'yomen, that she was shegodla bein ha'achim, she grew up with them. Maybe she once took off a shoe of one of them. And if she took off a shoe of one of them, so memele, so we'll see, the Gemara held already, now you can't be miyabim anymore. But ain't chayshishin. That's the chiddush of Rav. We don't have to be afraid. Shem machol tzusandol echad meh. So the Gemara says, so it would seem. Taime deloy chazin. We never saw, so we don't have to assume or be afraid that this ever occurred. But it would seem, what if we saw her once take off her shoe? Then they're not allowed to be miyabma. Let us see Rashi. Hachazinon dechotza chayshinon. Now what are we afraid of? Dume chalitza hi lepoisla leim. That this is a teiras chalitza lifsel, va'av al gavdoi niskavnu lachalitza's mitzvah. But this alone, a maisa chalitza's manal passes on the achim already. That's what you say. But you're just saying, we don't, if we didn't see it, marzikin reyes abevdi, loy marzikin. Right, the Gemara, Votanya, we learned, bein shen iskaven hu, v'loy niskavna hi. Bein shen iskavna hi, v'loy niskaven hu. You need kavonet. And without kavonet, it's nothing. So Memele, and Rav said not like that. Rav said that if we would see what that could be possible. So the Gemara says two terutzim. Hochi kama. Af al gav de chazinon ein chayshishin shemo kivno. Punfaket. You're right. You have to, in order that it should pass, so you need kavona l'shem chalitza. And Rav said, Loi ein choishin shemakivna. That's what he means to say. But he means to say that you don't have to be chayish shemakivna. Ve'ikad amri, and then there's a second lush. Taime de loi chazina. A chazinin choishishin. If we see taka, we are chayish that they were machavan taka. Udekotoni boi kavone. Now the Baraisa says, Ad sheyiskavnu shneim. See, even this is what the Kash is called. Ani milu lishtaru yeli alme. That's davke to become utali shukinit kavone. Avola achen mifsele. But to become puzzle shall become puzzle. Now, we'll see Rashi in Taisvis. Ve'ike da amri, in, vadei taime de loi chazin in de chalza. When is she muta to the achim if we didn't see that there ever was a chalitza? A chazin in de chalza. Chayshin on dilma niskavnu. We are afraid maybe they were mechavin. Mifsala alayu. And they'll become possible. There was a kavon l'shem chalitza, it'll be possible. So what's the Gemara's kasha with the Tani Tane Boy Kavonis? So what's the Gemara's kasha? We have to understand. Rashi says Klo, that we are Machma only because we are Chayish. We are Machma only because we are Chayish. Maybe they were Machaven. So what's the problem? So it says in the Braise, Benchin is Kavan Hu, Belen is Kavani, Benchin is Kavani, Belen is Kavan Hu, Litzos Psul, Achid is Kavanush name Kechid. You both have to be Mechavan. So fine. So what's the kasha? We just said over here, Eslechel the Baiske we're speaking about, we know that one wasn't Mechavan. One didn't want to make Chalitza. Both are Mechavan, it's good. So what's the problem? Diktoni Tane Boy Kavon, Mi Diktoni Achid is Kavanush name Kechid, Mashmid the Ba'inen Sheneida Shehem is Kavanin Lechalitza. That means the Baraisa is telling us that we have to know that they were Machavim for Chalitza. There's no din of Chayshina. We have to know that they were Machavim for Chalitza. So that the Gemara answers that is true. To be Mata Holishuk, then we have to know that they were Machavim for Chalitza. But to lesser Allah Bailim, a lesser Allah Achim Afulu, they won't, we don't know, there's a din chayshin and shema yiskavnu. It would seem from the Yamshel Shleime, that, I mean, it's a modna maise, chayshin and dilma yiskavnu. Well, let's ask them. We saw that they was chaylutza, so let's call them over and ask them, were you machavin? So it seems they're not nemon. The Yamshel Shleime says, if we didn't see that they made chalitza, and they came over to us and they told us that she did make chalitza, but we weren't mechavin, then there's a din apesha osa apesheita. That's what the Yamshel Shleime says. So then they have an amonis al pesha osa. But if we saw them make chalitza, so then lesser ala achim, we are chayish that, lesser ala achim, we are chayish that they were mechavin, and it seems they're not neman to say that they weren't mechavin. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Sandal hatofo bepishton ein chelzim boi, shenema v'analech tachash. So it says, by Loshen Nal, it says tachash, and tachash is oir. Now let us see hatofo bepishton. So Rashi has two pshatim over here. One pshat shetofo besoichoi beget pishton, that is a lining that's sewn into the now. Kein she teufrim beseichai labadin, palterish, type of a felt. Lishna achine, hatofo bepishton, she tofroi bemeshiche, kein shalom. A meshich is a chut, that it was sewn with a chut shal pishton. And it's no good, because it says,
It seems that it has to be completely made out of oil. If there's any pishton whatsoever, it's no good.
Frag the Gemara ve'eime tachash en midei achinoloi. Maybe only tachash. Vatke this animal and no other animals. So the Gemara says, nal riba, there's a ribui. I nal riba afilu kol milinami. So you don't need, it should be davke, completely oil, and kein tachash mei hani like. So tachash is megalem, that it has to be oil. But it doesn't have to be davke the oil of a tachash.
And Chelzen Boisa Rashi says, the beginning kulei the oil. The whole thing has to be oil, the siv analech tachash. Alma loy kori loy naot she kuloy shel oil. The whole mahus of the naot was tachash. We learn of an avna riba, a full another type of an oil. Ba analech tachash, let us see the third taisvis. We can oimer rabbeinu tam, she tzor shi minal ma'ur behema tahoira. The tachash ksid. Says tachash, it would seem that you also need, you don't need the mean of tachash, but you need the shabiyah mean toyah. Ve'ein nirikein lahakpid mcholatz b'min al b'mehimat meir, and teishus is chaylik under Rabbeinu Tam. Boi minei rabbeloza meirav. Hu shel oyer, the nal or the sandals made out of oyer, utrisi yoysov shel seyo. And the laces, the ritzuis, are made out of the noitzo shel izim. Is this good or no? Omaloi, miloi karine beva analech tachash. Now this tachash, also there was a hairy covering to the skin. Samamele, that's also tachash, that's tachash, samamele. So this hair is also part of the a fur that's part of the skin, that's also tachash. So the Gemara says, "I hachi kulei shel seyel nami." So what if you'll have a shoe made out of hair? It's also be good. So the Gemara says, "Ahu kalko mikri." That is a shem bifnei atzmoi. That means, and the pasuk says now. So since it's not called a now, so that's why it's no good. It's a shem bifnei atzmoi. Rashi, midi achini, oir, behema acheres. This oi sandal is very unclear. I don't know, there's a hagoy, if Bab Sibcha Mides, he does something with this oi sandal, I don't know exactly what he does. He puts two dots after the oir, behema acheres. Yeah. Trisi yoysov, ritsu yoysov. Shal seyo, mi noitze, shal izim, kulke. Amalei Rav Kahana lishmu, mi mai bahai vacholtza naloi mi al ragloi mishlefu. How do you know vacholtza means that you take off? So he says, "D'chsi v'cholzu eso avonim asher behem anega." So that also means you take out the avonim that have the nega. Ve'ema zruzi hu. Maybe it's a lotion of chizuk. D'chsi v'cholzu me'itchem anoshim latzove. So the Gemara says, "Osam nami." There, hecholzu doesn't mean chizuk, be mechazik, be mizdares, be mizdayin. It means shlufi mi beisa lekhova. That it means they should take them away from the houses, and they should go to the army, to the Muhammad. So the Gemara says, Voksiv yechaleitz oni ba'onyoi. So the Gemara understood, yechaleitz oni ba'onyoi. That means that Rabbeinu Shlalom, let's see what Rashi says. What's the suffix? Maybe it's Ruzihil.
Maybe the mitzvah is that she puts it on him. She's misdying him. She makes him, she puts on his shoe. That's the inyan of chalitza. So the Gemara says, v'chsiv yechaleitz oni ba'onyoi, kloima yizarzenu v'yiten loy koyach. And even though he's an oni, but the Rabbi Shalom says, yechaleitz oni ba'onyoi. With his anis, the Rabbi Shalom gives him koyach. So the Gemara says, no. Beschar onyoi yechotzo midino shal gehina. That also means that chalitz will be nishlaf from Gehenim. A mishan yochinam ishlufiyu v'ochi koma beschar onyoi shekipa olav b'chayim b'chayov yechaltzenu v'yatzilenu midino shal gehina. I saw an Eitz Yosef. The Eitz Yosef says, I think he's going on this Gemara, it's unclear, but he says, Sha'af shohu mishulol mikol dovo toiv, v'sheyesh olav ashamais v'chatois, Yatzilenu midino shal gehinnom. If we're talking about that we matzlim from gehinnom, Sabai Stais is eligible for gehinnom. Sabai Yadik Hazach is the, but the anis will be mechaper on all this, and will be nitzel from gehinnom. Elohadach siv chayne malach Hashem soviv liyireya vayechaltzein. So here the Gemara learned what Yechaltze means, it will be mechazik then. So the Gemara says, Beschar Yereyov Yechaltze Midino Shal Gehinnom. By Yechaltze, Kosalka Daita Rashi says, Ziruzeyu Sheyachlifu Koyach. So Yechaltze Midino Shal Gehinnom. My son, Eina Leyo, B'masham Mutchitzich, well, why do you have to be matzel the Yireim Medina shall Gehinnom? The Yireim, so they don't go together side by side. So the Ein Eliyo brings a Yerushalmi on this posik, Matzilin Tika Sefer Im HaSefer, and those who are Saviv Liyireyov is Vayichaltzim. Not the Yireim. Those who are misaviv the Yireim, that's the Tika Sefer, Matzil and Tika Sefer in my Sefer. So there'll also be Nitzel Midino Shal Gehinnom. Eloha Dechsiv Vatzmoisecho Yachlitz Vomar Abelozo Zuma Ule Shebe Broches Vomar Rove Zruzi Garmi. That means Chizuk Atzomis. So we see Yachlitz does mean Chizuk. So maybe again, so now we're back to Chalitza Nali, maybe it means that she puts on the shoe. So the Gemara says, in, Mashma Hochi, Umashma Hochi. Chalitza could have, Chilus can have two tights, and it could be to take off, and it could be Zirus, Chizek. To put on, to air on. The Hochi is Alke Daiter Zruzihil. If here it means that she puts on the shoe, in kein lichte brachmona, v'cholzo naloi beragloi, that she puts it on his foot. And then it says meiragloi, so that means she takes it off the foot. Frag the gemore, ikosa brachmona beragloi, ava mino beragloi ein b'shoikei loi. But it has to be dafkan the regal not in the shoik, ikosa brachmona meal ragloi. The shoik is also good, that's meal ragloi. Vafilu b'shoike, im kein lichte v'rachmona, b'ma'al ragloi. Ma'i me'al ragloi, sh'mamino mishlefu. But you're taking off from the shoike, not putting up. Oma le'yohu mine l'ram gamliu. Amo d'cholatz le'y morei mine. An am that the Odin was chilitz himself from them. תרסיב בציינם ובבקורם ילכו לבקש את השם. The Klal Yisrael is going to go with their korbanos levakish es Hashem, v'lo yimtzo, but they won't find the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Chalatz mehem, so he was chalatz himself from them. So the Mefarshim explained that Klal Yisrael is nimshal kalmona, hoisa kalmona, and if the Rabbeinu Shalom gave chalitza, so that means the kesha, like this, Hashem Eres Yavam is mitzapel lehis yabim, but after chalitza, there's no more tzipoy in Adarabe, there's an isser already. So Mamela, so this mean told him, so what are you hoping for? There's nothing to hope for. Omalei shoite miksiv cholatz lohem, Cholatz mehem ksi, ve'ilu yevomo, de'cholzu, ve'ilu yevomo, de'cholzu lo'achim, de'cholzu mino'achim, midi ma'shoshe izbe, let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, afilu b'shoike im nechtach ragloi, Hochi gassinim kein nichtoiv bima'al ragloi, mai me'al ragloi, shma mino shlufeyu. Hochi gassinim shoyte miksiv cholatz lohem, cholatz mehem ksiv. Hu kibel chalitze mehem, he was mekabel chalitze from them. Ve'ilu yevomo decholzo mino achen, shayovom kibel heimeno, Midei Mashoshe Isbei. The Psimcha Midesvips explains Rashi that somehow that the Yavam is called the Chaylates and the Yavam is called the Nechlats, even though it's the other way around, but the decision is in the hands of the Yavam. If he wants, he can make Yibam. If he wants, he makes chalitza. So he's called the chaylitz. She's called the nechlatz. So pshat is miksiv cholatz lohem, cholatz mehem ksiv. That means if it would say cholatz lohem, it means the Rabbeinu Shalom made the chalitza. He was the one that decided that they're not connected anymore, that there's no kesha b'nayim. Now, cholatz mehem ksiv, because they were the ones that decided. They were perish themselves from the Rabbeinu Shalom, but the Rabbeinu Shalom was never perish himself from them. Zaktoisves, mai me'al raglosh, mamino shlufeyu. Im taib vitzach me'al lahar shir sheik lechalitz gedamrina lekamon, shlomin kena abamotz lemichtav, mei ragloi. May al shmai mino talti. May ragl also be mash mishlufi. May al ragl is going on the shaykh. Zog to Gemara weiter. Ba'an pilya chalitzoso psulo. Le memre da'an pilya lav minolhu. An pilya is not a shoe. An pilya is made out of a beggar. Usna nami, eina teirem nichnas loy be palged chofois, ve loy ba anpilio, vein zorch loyme be minul ve sandal, ve ishe nichnosim be minul ve sandal la azorim. Let us see what Rashi says. Eina teirem es halishka nichnas litroin, when he goes to make trumas halishke, so he does not enter loy be pilged chofois. Choluk, this is a beged, sheyesh loy imro, that has a seam. The Baal Tanura says it's a long beged with a big seam, and if he'll go in, when he makes the trumas halishke, he's telling him the lishke, there's a lot of money there, so his people will be choshet him. That means he comes out, this big seam, he could go and fill up with coins. So memele, al-tviyisim nekiyim, so he's not allowed to wear a long beged with a seam. Shleyach shedu leima b'soich ha'imre hech b'ksofim, that he hid some ksofim in the seam. V'chaveiroi b'meseches yumesh lo yoytzi yodim mitachas chfas chaluk. It means also the seam of the chaluk. V'loi ba'anpilyo, he should not wear an anpilyo, which is a type of a stocking, haste this. Nami mishum chshat, because he'll, it could be he put some money in the stockings, and that's how he's going out. Vein tzorech loima minul besandal, and minul besandal is he not allowed to wear. The belav chshat nami also, the chsiv mi bikesh zois miyadchem remois chatzerai. The Ritva says that Pshatish Miyadchem is speaking about when Klal Yisrael is not doing Yitzayne Shalmokim. But the Pasuk that one is not allowed to wear shoes is Shalom Alech Miyaraglecha. Aber Al Koponim, so the Paraisa says that one is not permitted to wear Begodim, which there's a possibility they can hide some coins in it. And that goes into Pirgat Chofis and Anpilye. And then Avada Gevis, Aminu, the sandal they shouldn't wear, because besides the Iser of Chshad, there's an Atzmiyistike Iser that one is not permitted to wear in the Azore shoes. So we see from this Paraisa also that an Anpilye is not a shoe. Anpilye is only also Al Chshad. Ramino, so in our Mishneh and in that Mishneh within that Paraisa would seem that an Anpilya is not a shoe. Ramino, we learned Echod Mino the sandal, but Anpilya la yetail bem, loy mi bayis la bayis, loy mi mita la mita. So we see this is speaking about Yom Kippur. This is speaking about Yom Kippur. So So we see that an Anpilya has a teres sandal, a teres manu, even though it's made out of a beged. Omar Abaye, the Isbeik Sisi, umishum tainig. So Abaye says no, that the Emerson, an Anpilya does not have a teres manu. Why is there an Issa Ni'ilis and Pilya Biyam Kippur? Because Ksisim Chaticha is Dake Shalmuchim Va'oirach Umishim Tainik, and it's comfortable. V'lav Mishim the Tehevi Ni'ile. Doesn't have a Teres Ni'ile. It's not a shoe, but it's also a Tainik. And Yom Kippur, you have to be a Ma'une. Oma loy rova mishum tainig b'loy minu b'yom ha-kippurim mi'asiri. Are you telling me if it doesn't have a teres minu, there's an iser in Yom Kippur, even though it's not a minu? V'ho rabbe barafune korich sudra akari v'nofik. He went and wrapped the sudra around his foot for comfort, and he walked out. So you see that there's no Isser of Tainik. Elo Omar Rove loy kashe. Kan banpilya shel oyer, kan banpilya shel beget. There's two types of an anpilya. There's an anpilya shel beget, which is posel lechalitze. And then there's an anpilya shel oyer, which is also in Yom HaKippurim. And we're talking about two different anpilyas. And then anpilya shel oyer ein lechanami. Anpilya shel oyer will also be kosher for chalitza. Achinami mistavre the iloi teima hoche, because if you won't say this, then I'll have a stire kosher yom kippurim ayom kippurim. The sanye lo yetayel odom bekuk de kisin besoich beisoi, avol metayel hu banpilim besoich beisoi. Kuk de kisin is also, and anpilin is mutter. Elalav shmami no, kan ban pilye shel oyer, kan ban pilye shel beged shmami no. Let us see Rashi. Ochi gasinen, elo amarove loikash. Masnis in the trumas halishke ban pilye shel beged. Velav megin habe, veloy havi now. Legabi azorin amileke bizoin. Dein dech lachnise betit. Vahodi em akipurim bishel oil. Bekul de kisen. Diza min olayim dakim. Shenoyelim tachas min olayim oven. You wear these thin shoes underneath thick shoes. Lohogin min hamayim. Somehow, v'nikroin undershuch beloshen Ashkenaz. This is a shoe that you wear underneath. You wear it underneath the big shoe. And somehow, these shoes protected him from wetness, from lachos. So memele, now, what is pshat in this din? One should not wear kudekisen. There's a very interesting ritve. The Ritva says, what is the Chiddush over here? He's telling you, you shouldn't wear kul dekisen. So the Ritva says like this. Afilu lishmer raglov milichluch beisakise. That means these shoes, al kaponim, seem they protected his foot from wetness. Now there's a lichluch beisakise. Kidei shelo yitztarech lahadicham lipsoif. That means if he won't wear these shoes, and he's going to go into the Beis HaKise, it's become the Slachlich, so then when he goes out, he'll have to wash his feet. Umutev sheyislachlich v'yovi lidei dichui sheyilchei tzraglov v'shenata loyminu. So memele, that's the Chiddush, that is the Chiddush in this memra over here. That means, he says, both of them are adarabonon. The rechitz is adarabonon. It's not a rechitz shel tainig, it's a rechitz shel, maybe bechlal, these inuyim are adarabonon. Chvesen klog exactly what the ritva says. Both of them are adarabonon. And you'll have to be over adarabonon. So it's preferable to be reichet. The raglov mi lichloch than to wear minolayim to prevent lichloch. That is the chiddush of this halacha. Let us just see Taisvis. Elosh mamino kan ben pilye shaloy. Have a motze leflugi bedido. Idin lemisni leital odom ba pilye shaloy. And Elo. But if it's permitted to be metayel, ban pilya shel beged. And lo ketana davo hoiva, v'rgila su metayel, bekul dekisa.